Blog Talk Radio.
For the first time, I opened the eyes of my soul, and behold, I saw you standing there. A vision of love never known until that second. For so many years, I wondered and waited on what love truly felt like. It seemed there was this missing element out of my world, so much so that it haunted me in my sleep at night. I'd wake up in cold sweats, and my heart would cringe to be blessed with a feeling that I started to believe did not really exist. And then you appeared, and every hidden desire and secret you knew, things I knew for sure I never hinted nor described to you. How could you know to kiss me there? Or how could you know just where to touch me? How to love me in that very way?
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to Real Talk Radio with your host, Kimberly Sherrell. And I just might be, I think I could possibly be America's favorite Southern Belle. Thank you so much for joining me. It's lovely but chilly Thursday evening. So excited about the show. Oh, my goodness. I have the best of both worlds. I have an author on today with me, and as well as a romance concierge and event planner. So excited. Love it so much. Cannot wait. Karen McGill and Jay Ladson on the show today. So excited. But first, you know, we have a housekeeping things we have to do before I get to talk to them. A little sad face, not too much. Just want to let all my listeners know in Southwest Georgia that I will be in your area for a week. Yes, a whole week in Georgia soaking up the sun and walking around with everyone that says, hey, y'all, and all of those types of things. So I cannot wait to be in the land of sweet tea and not iced tea. I will be on the WFXL Fox morning show on February the 7th. So those of you who are in Southwest Georgia, you're in that area, please tune in that morning just before 7. I will be on the air talking to Kelly D'Ambrosia. Friday, I get to speak to some second graders. Cannot wait. I love it. They're our future. So love it. And then Monday, oh my goodness, Monday, February the 11th, what do I get to do? First, I get to go to my alma mater and speak. Oh, Albany State University, because anyone that knows me knows I bleed blue and gold, gold mighty Rams. I'm so excited to be in Georgia. Just cannot wait. Let's just get down to the brass tacks, shall we? I'm so sad to know that the Chicago team that performed in the inauguration was killed. It's a very sad story, has not received the type of media coverage, I guess, that you would expect, since the entire world talked about whether or not Beyonce lip synced for over a week, and we've barely heard about the lady who was killed before her time. Hydia Pendleton out of Chicago was shot, and she did perform in the inauguration the other week, and it's a very sad story. So I just want to encourage everyone to please just say prayers for the families of those connected to these, and of course all the other killings and things that have taken place. Another thing that I wanted to talk about is what Super Bowl Sunday. Cannot wait. Hand up and let me know who you're rooting for, 49ers or Ray Ray and the Ravens. So right now we're going to take a very quick break, and when I come back, I have Karen McGill with, I promise you. You'll even notice that I'm gone.
Wet Whispers is book 2 in the book poetry series by poetess Kimberly Sherrell.
Wet Whispers is about being honest about your emotions and speaking up. Too often in life, we allow others to mute our unique voice and speak for us. A mute individual will never be a truly happy individual. Wet Whispers is a book of hope. Hope that regardless of the situation, if you start being emotionally honest with yourself and others, your situation can change. However, in order for this positive change you seek to take place, you must be heard. This is what Wet Whispers is all about, being heard. Start your journey today. Purchase a copy of Wet Whispers. Wet Whispers is available on Amazon.com and SherrellInc.com. That's SherrellInc.com. Book one of this series is also available.
Thanks for staying with me as we took that short break. A short on the air with me, none other than author Karen McGill. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Kimberly?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, and thank you for having me.
No, thank you for joining me. I'm so excited. I love talking to authors. It's so stimulating and satisfying in so many ways. I love it.
Well, good.
So where are you? You're in Canada?
I'm in Vancouver, Canada.
What is the weather like there?
Cold and wet. Rains a lot here.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh.
But it keeps everything green and the smog down, so.
Well, that's true. Here we have crazy weather. Tuesday it was 65 degrees, nice and pleasant. Yesterday it was about 60 degrees. We got a little rain, and today we have snow. Isn't that just fabulous?
Well, you ran the gamut there.
So, you started writing, seriously writing in 2000. What you say, the onslaught of MS?
Well, I've always written, and I'd done a couple of novels, and nothing happened with them. And then I came down with MS and was forced to leave the workforce. So I started focusing more seriously on writing and exploring different areas before deciding to stick with writing fiction.
Okay, I love it. And so your new book is Missing Flowers.
Yes, that's the title. It's a paranormal mystery set in Vancouver, and I've incorporated historical fact in with the fiction.
Ooh, love it, love it, love it.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that, Kimberly.
It's a little bit of...
Okay. Well, the whole book, I run a blog on Vancouver history, too. So I do a lot of walking around town, and I get pictures, and in the book, I describe the walks, and I use the characters walking around town so you can get a real feel of what Vancouver is like.
So incorporating the facts, then you have surprised you about the book process?
Oh, well, could you repeat that, Kimberly? I'm sorry, it's breaking up really badly.
I said, what surprised you the most about the story as you wrote it?
I think just the way everything came together so easily. It's based on an actual crime. We had a serial killer here that was abducted, taking prostitutes off our east side. And so that's what the story is based on. It's inspired by, because it's not, I don't use any of the facts of the real case, besides the fact that they're prostitutes going missing.
Okay. Definitely, definitely. And so what are some of the other books that you have written?
Well, The Bond, Paranormal Love Story, is... where, okay, a man in Toronto and a woman in Vancouver get hit by identical cars at the exact same moment in time. Both have out-of-body experiences, and that's how they meet. And when they return to their own bodies, they take a piece of the other person with them, making them true soulmates. And then when he senses she's in danger, he comes to Vancouver to help.
Oh, I like that. I love a love story.
And what I did is I took the character of the psychic in the book, and that's the new one in Missing Flowers. I moved her to Vancouver.
Okay. Okay. That is great. So find your books, those that are interested in buying and reading.
Amazon.com, or .ca. Amazon has all my books, and so Barnes & Noble, Chapters, they have the print copies. The e-books only on Amazon.
On Amazon? Well, Amazon is everywhere, so everyone listening, if you like paranormal fiction story, you need to check out Karen's books. I think that you would just love them immensely. I'm so sparked by the other because of a love story. I'm a hopeless romantic.
You know, romantic?
Yes.
Well, it is a nice little tale.
Something about that I don't know about love. I just cannot take it. So are you currently working on any new novels?
Well, I want to continue the series with Julie the Psychic and the police officer she meets in Missing Flowers, having them as a crime-fighting duo. So I've got another book on the way, which is the sequel to this one. It's called A Little Poison. And it starts out in Stanley Park, so you get a little bit of the history of Stanley Park. Do you remember those romance novels from way back where they were set in the South, and you got all this history about the South with the romance?
Yes.
This is the same sort of thing I'm going to do with the paranormal mystery. You're learning a little bit about history while you're being entertained.
And see, that's how I like my knowledge. I like it incorporated in there, just sneak it in with a little fun. It's sort of like vegetables. Give me the vegetables, but put a little cheese on it, you know, sneak it in there. I'll make it too fast.
And if you can wrap it in pastry, too, it's even better.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. You know, that type of thing. That's how I like my vegetables. Just sneak it on in there with a little something fun.
Yeah. Don't make it too obvious.
Exactly. So what are you currently?
What am I currently doing?
What are you currently reading?
Oh, reading. I'm sorry. Like I said, it's bad connection. Actually, I've got a couple of books. I'm reading one from the guy who started the behavioral analysis group in the FBI. It's called Mindhunters.
Okay.
Which is really interesting. And I've got reading something called on a nightclub here in Vancouver. It's called Liquor, Lust, and the Law. It's the history of the Penthouse nightclub, which has been around forever.
All right. Well, at the time, and I'm just like, I don't know how time is so running away, but before we run out of time on this, I definitely would like for you to share all of your contact information, social media, so that anyone is interested in connecting with you, finding out more about your books, or possibly want to do some type of event with you, they can definitely find you.
Well, my website is KarenMcGill.com. The last name is spelled M-A-G-I-L-L. I'm at Twitter at Karen McGill. My Facebook is Karen McGill. And my email is KarenMcGill@KarenMcGill.com.
All right. So anyone interested out there in finding more, Karen, definitely hit her up. If you did not catch all of that information, as usual, you can send me an email, hit me up on Twitter or Facebook, and I will definitely give it to you. So I have two final questions for you, Karen. The first question I would like to know is, what find your inspiration from? What inspires you?
What inspires me is the city around me. The history of it, because we're not that old, and the crimes and the people that I see. Everyone has a story, and I try to incorporate them all into my books.
That is very true. Everyone does have a story, and no one's story is quite the same.
That's right. From the panhandler on the street to the big business person.
That is very true. It's so interesting, the things that you learn about people and you find out from them by simply having a conversation with them, sharing a cup of coffee. Everybody's story is so unique, and there are so many twists and turns in each person's story that you would just not expect just by simply looking at them.
That's right. You never know until you, as they say, you never know until you walk a mile in their shoes.
Very true. So, Karen, my final question to you is when it's all said and done and your time is over in this world, what would you like for your legacy to be? How do you want to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as someone who had fun and didn't hurt anyone else intentionally.
I love that. I love that. That is a great legacy to leave, especially the fun part about the fun.
Life you gotta have fun.
Yes, you do. Life is too short to not have fun. And, of course, frowning all the time gives you more wrinkles.
That's right. I'm in my late 40s. I don't need any more wrinkles.
I'm already wrinkling a little bit. Between my son and my husband, they keep me going, keep me running. I tell them all the time, I just have to laugh at you guys because I'm not going to sit here snarling all day. I'm just going to laugh you off and change the channel.
Yeah, and the thing is, you keep laughing and then they wonder what you're up to.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, Karen, thank you so much for coming on the show. I have enjoyed talking to you. I could really and truly do it all day long.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you. Everyone listening, definitely hit Karen up and check out her new book, Missing Flowers. Thank you so much, Karen. I hope you have a great evening.
You too. Bye now.
All right, those of you just listening to Real Talk Radio, and I just had the pleasure of talking to author Karen McGill. Enjoyed it so much. Right now, we're going to take another quick commercial break. And when we come back, ladies, I have the answer to your husband's trouble. Your husband is always saying he doesn't know what to buy you. I have the answer for you. When we come back out this commercial break, do not tune me out. Don't leave me just yet. So right now I'm going to give you a little something to kind of pep you up because I'm feeling it through. Everybody's energy is a little low. So right now, wherever you're sitting, I want you to start dancing in your seat. And when we come back, I will be talking to Jay Ladson. Stay right with us. Real Talk Radio.
Come talk about you. Come talk about me. Come talk about I. Come talk about me. Come talk about you.
I'm talking about you, and I'm talking about me, and I'm talking about swag, I'm talking about this, and I'm talking about her, cause she knows she bad. Either wanna make a dance, just play her song, sure they gon' go hard. They talking about bands, but I can't you the.
Okay, thank you for joining me. This is Real Talk Radio with your host, Kimberly Sherrell. And those of you who have been tweeting and sending me messages, I am sorry that we are some type of connection issue tonight. I believe it is truly the weather. My satellite has been going out all night because the wind is blowing hard and we have snow. So I do apologize, but just stay with me. Please do. Right now on the line with me, I have none other than event planner, romance concierge, Ms. Jay Ladson. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful, Kimberly. How are you?
I am great. I'm great. I have just been, it's been an eventful day, but I'm so excited to talk to you so that you can give all of these women the answer to their husband's prayer.
Well, that's what we're here for.
I am loving you. You are out of Atlanta, Georgia?
Correct, I am.
Oh, I love Atlanta. I lived there for several years myself before I moved the Appalachian region of Kentucky, but I miss Atlanta.
Yes.
So you are an event planner extraordinaire.
Yes, I am. I have a company called The Special Occasion, and we actually handle weddings, social, and corporate events. But right now we're getting ready to launch the newest division of the company, and we've called that the Romance Concierge Division.
So why event planning?
I have always loved event planning. Even as a little girl, that's just what I did. I planned weddings for the dolls. I planned them for the teddy bears. And probably in my teenage years, I picked all the celebrities from TV that I was going to marry in my dreams, and I would get different magazines and actually plan out our wedding. So it's something I've always been fascinated with, and I've always enjoyed doing it.
I love it. And there's something about doing something that you enjoy. If you do something you love, you never work a day in your life.
That is definitely true.
So tell us, well, not me, because I already know a little something about, but tell all the listeners about this new venture, the Romance Concierge Service. What exactly is a Romance Concierge?
Well, Romance Concierge, as I said, it's our newest division, and we've targeted all of our marketing for men. However, the service could be used by women. It could be used by anybody. We started out targeting men because we know they tend to get stuck when trying to plan a romantic encounter with their significant other. Sometimes they're at a loss when they have to pick out a gift for that person. And sometimes, I mean, let's just be honest, guys get themselves into trouble. So we help them get out of the doghouse if they are in trouble. If they want to propose to their girlfriend, we'll help them plan that evening out completely. And also, if they just want to have a nice romantic date, we'll plan all of that for them.
I'm telling you, these are services I know my husband needs. And I've had a couple of different conversations with other married women and those in serious relationships, and we have all said the same thing. It's big, men do not pay attention to details, and your services are needed. They are needed.
And that's one thing we do. Once we have our consultation with the gentleman, we sit down and we help him create a profile, and we help pull some of the things out that he actually knows about his spouse or significant other, but he just might not know that he knows. So we really work with him to let us know what she likes, what her favorite things are, what her favorite places are, so that whatever we prepare for them can be specifically tailored to her likes and her desires.
And that is so much better than simply trying to buy a basket or something like that, because those things sometimes are so generic that, you know, you don't really feel something so special about it versus getting something that is really tailored to your particular taste, your particular wants.
Exactly. And we really work hard on making sure each event is personalized, each event is unique. We will not duplicate an event. So if girlfriend A has a night out at her favorite restaurant, even if her best friend wants to go to that restaurant, we'll still do something different. We'll put a different spin on it, a different twist, so that each event or night out can be specifically related to that person and no two people are sharing the same encounter.
So now this particular service, is early, are you able to do it for the working man? You know, is there a certain price range to be in, or can you work within each man's or woman individual budget?
We try to work within everyone's budget. However, just starting out, we have targeted towards upper-class executive men. There are various packages that we have for the services. You can opt to have a one-time event, or we even offer membership for our clients where we'll send out monthly reminders and say, hey, you know, don't forget, it's your wife's birthday, your anniversary's coming up. What can we do for you? How can we help you? Where would you like to go? And we'll also be able to send that person a monthly gift from you. So it takes the guesswork out of it for the guy. It makes them relax, and they just know, okay, Jade is not going to let us forget. No matter what event is coming up, Jade will let us know, and Jade's going to work with us to help us find something suitable and exciting.
That is great. That is wonderful. I can imagine that they are very thankful for that service. I wish my husband would sign up for it, because I can't tell you how many times a special event will come around and he'll be like, I didn't know what to get you. He remembers the dates because I snuck and put in his phone all, you know, the important dates, birthdays, anniversaries, things like that. And he still is like, I don't know what to get. So I'm sure this business will be overwhelming for you very soon, because I can imagine that a lot of people would definitely want to take advantage of it.
Yes, right now it's doing very well. A large portion of our clientele is military personnel, because they're away and they want that special person in their life to know that, hey, I'm thinking about you, I haven't forgotten about you. So the Gift of the Month Club actually works well for those guys.
That is great. So with Valentine's Day coming up very soon, I would like to ask you, you have any outside ideas that you can share with the listeners, particularly for women, you know, who want to do something a little bit more than maybe the traditional, let's go out to dinner in a crowded restaurant?
Definitely. One of the things that I would suggest, because I tell my husband all the time, I hate going out on Valentine's Day. It's crowded, and the service you get isn't at the level of what you would get on any other occasion, because they're so busy and they're trying to service so many individuals. So one thing that I suggest is, instead of going out for Valentine's Day dinner, go out for Valentine's Day breakfast. Find a nice, cozy little restaurant. Take your spouse, your significant other there. Have a great breakfast. If you'd like, we could come in and decorate the area for you. But that gives you the rest of the day to spend doing something with your spouse. You have the whole day to maybe go to a walk in the park, go to the movies, just relax at the house. But it frees you up from spending the entire day wondering about what the night will hold for you.
That is a great idea. That is definitely a great idea, to go out for breakfast. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, why have I never thought about that? Because I do hate going out on Valentine's Day. The waits are always at least an hour. So what other outside of the objections do you have for couples? Maybe this is their first Valentine's Day together or being official.
There are so many things that you can do. The most important thing to remember is it's about the two of you, and it doesn't have to be anything elaborate. You could prepare a dinner at the house and prepare it a little earlier in the day. Go ahead and decorate the table, get the house set up with your candles and your music, anything that you desire. And once your spouse, significant other gets home, don't allow them into the dining area where you'll be eating. Just bring them upstairs. The two of you go ahead and shower and get dressed as if you were going to go out for dinner. And then proceed back downstairs, and you can have the dinner that you've prepared earlier that day. You could even bring in a waitress or a waiter to serve you guys as if you were in a restaurant. Again, it gives you more time to connect with that person. You can actually communicate without having to yell. And there's no stress because you're already home. You're in a relaxed environment. So that's one tip. And one more is if you're not the cook, you don't want to do all of that, or maybe you just don't have the budget, whoever your significant other is, buy her flowers. And that morning when she wakes up, go ahead and give her a bouquet of flowers, roses, specifically one for every year that you've been together. And explain that to her. If you've been together 5 years, go ahead and give her five roses that morning. Greet her with them. Tell her how much she means to you. Spend the day with her, maybe watching a favorite movie, just relaxing at home. And then that night before she goes to sleep, go ahead and give her one additional rose and let her know that that represents the next year that you're looking forward to spend with her. And that's something you can do every single year.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, I'm sitting here in a trance like, oh, my God, that is so sweet. She is the luckiest woman ever. Like, I was really being pulled in by that because that is the type of thing women like, and that is such a great idea. I'm telling you, I'm sitting here just falling myself, sitting there thinking about, like, oh, my goodness, it's simple, and that's the thing that I like, is that it is very simple. And sometimes that is the best thing. You don't always have to spend a lot of money to, you know, have a great occasion.
Exactly. Exactly. It's all about showing the person what they mean to you.
That is great. Now, those of you who are listening, I am putting up on the blog, Sherelle Speaks. There will be a blog exclusive full of more tips and advice from Jay as far as things to do for Valentine's Day, whether it is as boyfriend and girlfriend, your first one, or if you want to do something maybe with a group of your married friends or those that are in serious relationships. And so that will be going up next week. So don't start to panic that you need more ideas. Those of you who have been tweeting me all day about these things, we have more for you. Jade, I'm telling you, I'm absolutely loving it. Please tell everyone listening who's interested in your event planning or romance concierge service your contact and social media information.
Absolutely. Our direct phone number is 404-721-2876. And you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TSO Events. And for those of you that want to go directly to the website and get additional information, it's www.tsoevents.com.
So everyone that has been sending me emails and messaging me on Twitter, I promise you I am looking for your questions. And those of you who still need the phone number, I will definitely send you a reply at the end of the show with the phone number along with the websites. I promise you, Jay, the lines, everything is going crazy. Asking me again, what was that number again? I promise you we will get it to you. Facebook, you can always find her on Facebook or Twitter if you are connected with me because we are friends on Facebook and we follow each other on Twitter. So don't start to panic. Please stop messaging me. Jay, thank you. You have to see it. I have laptop and iPad, my other phone up, and it's like buzzing all around me. I'm telling you, I feel like I'm at a disco with all the flashing lights.
That's perfect.
I am loving it. So, Jay, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you. I have enjoyed it. I have one question for you, though. You mentioned at the beginning that you plan events for all the celebrities that you were going to marry. I do hope Usher was not one of those weddings that you planned.
No, not Usher, no. It was more of the guy, what's his name, from Miami Vice?
I know you're talking about, I can't think of his real name.
Yeah, I was going to marry him.
Oh, okay. Because if you were going to marry Usher, we were going to have shoes, because that's the wedding that I've been planning in my brain since I was like 10 years old. Me and Usher,
oh.
He don't know me, but when he know me, you know, it's going to be a whole another thing, as long as my husband don't mind.
Okay, well, I don't know how that's going to work out for you. We may be trying to get you out of the doghouse if you try and pull that off.
Hey, I might need your services if he's listening to the show. I get off the air and he'll be like, all right, you might want to call Jay so you can get out of the doghouse.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the air. I have enjoyed it immensely, and I cannot wait to put up this blog next week for everyone that is listening.
Well, thank you for inviting me. Wonderful.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
You are listening. This is Real Talk Radio with your host, Kay Sherrell, and I was just on the air with Jay Ladson of the Special Occasion Event Planner and Romance Concierge. Thank you so much for joining me on this Thursday. I'm telling you, I've had so much fun. I've enjoyed the disco that has been created by all of the messages I am receiving on air. And I promise you, I will send you all of Jay's information as well as Karen, those of you who have asked for it, as soon as I'm off the show. But please tune in next week, because next week starts Fierce Females, and this is the series for February, and each week I will be bringing you not one, but two. In a couple of weeks, I will be bringing you three fierce feet of business art doing big things in their community. I cannot wait. I'm so excited about this series. Just to name a few of the people that will be poet and philanthropist Red Summer. Love her. I've heard her so many times. She is phenomenal. Business owner Anicia Williams will join me. Business owner Tia Williams will be joining me. I have up-and-coming plus model Tika will come in to talk a little bit about her career and the things that she is going to do. I'm telling you, it's completely so. Everything about February, of course, starts with an F, because we do everything so fab on Real Talk Radio. For more information on the upcoming series, or if you would like to be considered to be a guest, please visit my website, sherrelle.com, sherrelle.com. You can also hit me up on Facebook or Twitter. If you are in, and that is facebook.com/KSherrelle and Twitter @KSherrelle. So tune in next week. And also, before we go, for last thing, I am doing Black History Celebration all month long. So please check the website and like me on Facebook, because each day I will be bringing to you little known Black history facts about everything celebrating the Black history culture all month long. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you. This has been so much fun. Next week, I will be tuning in from Georgia. Everybody, have a great, great Thursday.
Listen, I squeeze dreams.